very serious question. Okay. So let's take a look at the Gemara on Vav and Aleph. They will see what this question seems to be discussed. On both sides, this is something we still spoke about on Tuesday. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Neme ketanoi. Bitzua v'shlosha. Divra meyer. Chacham omrim. Shara v'yachin. Svarua. Chule alma. Makshinan. Shara l'din. Everyone agrees that Pshara is like din. So at this point, the Gemara seems to be saying that the Pshara really is a din. The Gemara says, no, that's the machlokas. Marsav Makshinim Pshara Ladin. Umarsav Allah Makshinim Pshara Ladin. Oh, that's it. This Shaila is exactly the question we're discussing. Our Chakira is Pshara Ladin or not? Look at Mefurish Gemara. Makshinim Pshara Ladin or Lo makshin of Sharoladin. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Okay. That's the question. So it appears. Look, the Gemara concludes. What does Rav Ashi say at the end? Shmamin of Shara ain't a tzricha kinyan. Yisaka died of tzricha kinyan. The last line. The mandamat tzricha klos alamali tiski betray v'liknimine. Rav Ashi seems to be saying that pshara is like din. You have to have fish if there's a bezdin that can. See, we always think about bezdin nowadays that cannot compel. But in the old days, we'll discuss at great length going forward. Bezdin can compel appearance. No need to have any kinyan. You have no choice but to come to the bezdin. So too, he says that pshara. Had it been a din, it would be the same thing. The fact that Pshara, Rav Ashi is saying what? If it needs a kinyan, who needs three? It's just a side deal. Be two, one. No. Pshara is din. And if Pshara is din, doesn't need kinyan. The same as din doesn't need kinyan. The Dayanim come in and they make a decision based upon what we call factors of Pshara, which we'll get to its great length. So they're authorized to do so, even as they're authorized to pass constraint them, and there's no need for any kind of a kinyan. So it appears. Of course, the Maskonis HaGemara's Pshara is Sricha Kinyan. Oh, that turns things upside down. Maybe the reason that Pshara is Sricha Kinyan is precisely because it is not a din. Not a din. It's not clear. So Rabbi Osai, take a look over here in Tosfos. Hilchos of Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. It's a one-line Tosfos. Od lo sagi betray. Shem dehavi kimo kinyan betos. Lo beki v'pshara shapir. What does that mean? The Gemara thinks now that Pshara is not a kinyan. It's not a din. Is not a din. Really, one should be enough. Because it's not a din, it's enough to have a kinyan. The bottom line is, why do you, those who say you need three, Hilchasa, Shara, Tzara, Kinyan, and according to the many poskim, you need three and a kinyan. Why is that? Take a look in the previous Tosis. Tiski, betray, v'liknimine, afal gav, de mefarash, v'rishalam, mitam, gav, v'meir. What does that mean? That you need a decision-making process to weigh the various possibilities and decide between them. Oh, so therefore you need three people. Women is going to betray. The komakom etok divra meir mashma. The tray nami shasub shara kemosha irigil and shlosh alazos lovasav lo klum. Even if they sat there with what we call Hechreya Hadas, they sat and tried to figure it out for a long period of time, it's still not binding. So it would appear. Oh. tells us Bitsua. Also in the Mamma comes. Bitsua Begimel. Afal gav de makshib sharol adin. Lad lechol dava makshinen. The bedin azin de basaruba. We know. And if Shara tells us claims, you don't follow the rove. If Shara is a din, so it's a din. You should follow the rove. Come on. Come on. Sounds like Tosis, Rabbi Osai, it's not a real din. Pashtus, not. Now, you take a look, Rabbi Osai. We have the sheet of the Bahag. Now, the Bahag is cited over here, Tosis, cited in the Rosh, Agososri. What exactly did the Bahag say? So in the original, the Bahag said as follows, to the words, Davi Inshi Ben Tayu V'chule. Not a din, not a dayan. A guy's just a go-between. The go-between. Now, according to the Bahag, your suggestion is made. Step three, you don't require a kinyan. Inshi ben Natayu the Gemara, that means two. So what do you see? That Pshara is not considered to be a din. And the later poskim, such as the Riaz, part of which is printed with the Shilta Givorim, as you know, even the Pshara is Midas HaDayonin, there's a mitzvah. It means not mitzvah sadin. No, it's a side mitzvah to make shalom. It's not part of din Torah. Not part of din Torah. Fine. So who disagrees? An amazing place where you can find Rishonim who all that Pshar really is a din Torah. So far the consensus is that it's not. Of all places he comes up with a Rashi Rabosai, Nun Vav Amid Beis. Not that Vav 50 pages later. Nun Vav, please turn to the Rashi. Nun Vav Amid Beis. Dinei Knossos is halfway down the narrow lines. Hosiva B'marat de B'nei Noach L'Huzru Aleihem, only Jews. V'chsev Ha'yitzav V'garmina Lo Me'ashe Yitzava D'hosam Tztok O'Mishpuxiv D'ainu Dinu P'shara Jews and Goyim have. Doesn't apply to what we call Noachites, to Bnei Noach. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? That Pshara, didn't Pshara apply to Goyim? Goyim. Why? Goyim only chayv in one mitzvah, mitzvah dinim. Apparently, you see from this Rashi in Afton Vav Mevez that Pshara is considered to be in the category of Din, and is going to have Chaychi of Din in one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. It includes Pshara as well. Oh. Fine. Fine. Now, the Torah says, you may have seen the Torah in Simon Yud Beis, I asked you to see, quote, Kishem shu muzer shal hatas es adin, kachu muzer shal hatas es apshar. Get the impression that it's really some kind of a, pshar is really a din, except it's a, instead of a fa, you know, 100% in one direction, there's reasons to compensate, which we'll discuss and going forward, and therefore you cannot do it unfairly. Unfairly. Oh. Fine. So Rabbi Osai, so far there are two possibilities. Either Pshara is a din, a full-fledged din, except that the rules are bent a little bit. That's one possibility. Oh no! Pshara is simply a nice guy getting into his intermediator. It's nothing to do with Bezin, really, just Bezin serving as social worker, as I called it before. fundamental chakira. So he suggests a third pshat, a third sheet. The Tosfos the Rosh that we already saw, if you recall, you can look it up in the back or on your screen or listen to me. These are the words. The man the machma korile bitua shetara gimel ken din l'dakdek l'tzamtim l'vatzeya kefiaroi mizem l'itan l'zeh l'fiyinyin. A bitua, you slice bread, you have to sit with a knife and go to get it exactly right. I'm slicing here, I'm slicing there. You have to be precise in where you slice. Uman the makel shorale pshoro shub de ein tzor l'dakdek kolkach. So what do you mean? Makshinim Sharaladin. So those not Mechuli Milsa Makshina. What do you need? Yaskimu Kulam Lidas Achas. Shouldn't look like a Kenyan with Tos, Tosa says. What are you saying? Shara is not a Din Mamish. Don't go off the rope. Can't have a Kenyan. But you don't need three because what we call Hechreya Hadas. But you need Koach Bezdin. Koach Bezdin, Rav Osai, Koach Bezdin. What's going on with the Rush? In one place he says it's just a mediator, one place he says it's Koach Bezdin, steer into the Rush. So the Rav Meir Weitzman answers on page Kuf Mem Test. You can look it up later on. That's where I'm quoting from. It says, Pshar is not a din mamish. You don't follow the rope. That's not the Kenyan. Okay. Same time, Rabosai. That's as far as the determination of the Pshara. For this, it has its own din, it's not a regular bezel. So therefore, we only need Bezdin in order to compel compliance, Rav Osai, not to make a decision. The Chiddush. Fine. Comes out Rav Osai, there are three opinions. Let's summarize so far. According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, a pshara is just a social worker, fundamentally. According to the Rosh, you're right. The Tosfos the Rosh, he says, you don't follow the Rav. This is also like a separate idea, not really a mishpat. But the ability of the mefashrim to force compliance with respect to that and the status of death. Other Rishonim say no. A Pshara is like din all the way. Okay, three opinions. Now we turn on the Ma'am comments when a Gemara prayer was strange. He saw that. Who saw that? Lamed Beis and Beis. Who got that far? Okay, Shir assistant saw it. Let's see. Now will everyone see it together? Lamed Beis and Beis. Rishlakish Rami, the seventh line. Ksiv tzedek tishpanam yisecha uksiv tzedek tzedek tirdo. One is a two. Okay, so kamadim maruma, kamadim maruma. We're not learning that now. Rav Ashi Amar Masnisin kidishanin kroy echad ledin v'echad lepshara kidit Tanya the Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo Echad Ledin the Echad Lepshara. Okay, now comes the problem. Ketzer, look at this Gemara. Shtei Sfinis Ovros Benar Upogu Zebazet in Ovros Shtein Shtein Tovos. They'll both sink, they'll crash into each other. That's not a good option. Zechazeh Shtein Ovros. Watch this. One more time. Two boats are passing. They're mamish bumping into the same little tiny narrow passageway. If they go together, they'll crash into each other. They're both going to sink. It's not an option. They go one after the other. Okay. The question, of course, becomes who waits for whom? There's a bez and shada. Neither one wants a budge. The chain shnei gemalim sheyolim emalas beis choron. We saw a very narrow single file path. Pogu zebezem olu shneim yishneim noflim zechazeh shneim olim. Okay, it's a tuna. Oh, what's the most contentious? Tuna v'sheina tuna tidocha sheina tuna b'mei tuna. One boat or one. The other person who has the one that's not laying keep on losing so much? Not fair. Not fair. That's what it seems to say. You can't help it. You gotta follow the majority. Hoyushtein Krovus, Shtein Rechokos, Hatel Pshara Benen, Umalo Schar Zuluzu. You impose a compromise about them, and the one, Rabosai, the one, again, I skipped the line, sorry. I skipped the line. Krova, again. Krova shen a krova, tidocha krova, meshen a krova. Rashi. Rashi, Rashi, Rashi. Shteyen tovos. That's the determining factor of Osai. The determining factor is that the one that's further away has a greater need. The one that's closer to home, you know, they don't need this passage so quickly, so much. You take into account people's needs of Osai, the as need formula, as I've often phrased it, which runs you into trouble, but okay. Oh, and Rashi goes further. Imolo shtehek yigon zeh ole mitzat zeh vzeh ole mitzat zeh pogos perosh tudo shal har vabika memuka mimin esmo. It'll be a disaster. Krovo lir malas chale achas v'tidoche korechayim sh'nishmoim v'burni mokom, etc. Rabosai. So what do you mean? How does all this work? This Rabosai is a kind of a pshara which is imposed. Does anyone know, as an aside, when this Gemara was read by a great rabbi to a great political leader? No one knows. The story of David Ben Gurion. You hear of him? Who heard of him? Raise your hand. I haven't heard of him.
I've heard of him.
He had a big fight about drafting women. Familiar with that one? Views bonus. So he made a statewide campaign. You have to use bonus. And Rabbanu were all opposed. Let's figure this thing out over here. We have a situation where we cannot allow the two boats to crash. They're both gonna. So you have to decide. You have to make a decision. So about what are the criteria upon which you make the decision? So the Chazon Ish and David Ben Gurion had the following clash. Chazon Ish said, cannot draft women. The girls have to draft women. It's in the early 50s. So he decided, Chazon Ish, you have to play Ben Gurion. Yeah, there's politicians and they are good. At the end of the day, it was the Chazon Ish who was making the calls. He went straight to the Chazon Ish's house in Bnei Brak. Famous story. The story goes that the Chazon Ish took off his glasses. He was talking to Bnei Russia. That's what they say. You know, all kinds of stories about that meeting. But what transpired? This. Ben Gurion said to the Chazon Ish, listen, you Haredim, and we're Tzionim, something has to give. We want it one way, you want the other way. So who has priority? You know what he answered him? This Gemara. You're right, there's a clash. Our boat is Tuna. We are filled with 3,000 years of tradition. We want to pass our way. You have an empty boat, Mr. Prime Minister. You're part of a movement that's only 1950 something, was only 70 years old. Your boat is empty. You have to step aside for us. No gears bonus. Which Ben Gurion supposedly replied, Rabbi, our boat is empty. Our boat is also a full boat. You know, that's where the discussion supposedly went. So, halacha lemaisa. You have to make a decision based upon what are your factors? What are your factors over here? One boat is full, it has priority. The Rambam cites this din. If you take a look on the side, it's a Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Rotzeach of all places. Let's look with my Prika to Ina. You know what that means. You have two donkeys, one donkey, you want to put the materials on its back, one you want to take it off its back. Take it off first. Animal's cringing. It's going to get crushed. So through over here, the boat that's full has a greater need than the boat that's empty. And therefore you take care of that boat first. What if one is close? They're close. They're not in such a big rush. They can manage without it. So you take into account the particular circumstances of the two passers-by, if you will. Even though objectively, what do you mean? Varf Gairo. Take the dice, or take a coin and flip it. Heads, tails. No. We take into account factors in terms of, you know, who's going to get hurt more, who was a greater priority, who's a greater need. This sounds like it's a touchy-feely, a little fuzzy. Not real, then you're right. But this is called over here. Look what it's called. It's called Tzedek Tirdov. According to this understanding, Gemara. See, Klar, this kind of a decision is included in the mitzvah of Bezdin. Of course, one could argue, Rabbi Osai, in this case, because it's a court imposed pshara. Whether one pshara, don't want pshara, it's irrelevant. Bezdin is no alternative but to impose this pshara. Otherwise, they're both are going to sink. That's why it's mishpat. It's court imposed. But you might say that when it's only permitted to go forward with the consent of the parties, maybe it's a social worker. That might be totally different. Maybe there wouldn't be Tzedek Tirdov in that kind of a case. It's a very nice person, Gminas Chasson, to be a social worker, a mediator. But it's not called justice. That's why this proof is not completely compelling. Because the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis is somewhat different than the Gemara's back here on Daf Hey and Daf Vav. All right. Fine. So far, so good? Okay. Let's go a little further, I will say, a little further. If you look at Rashi, not Lamed Beis and Beis, Lamed Beis and Beis. What do Rashi say? Rashi says, that's a little tricky over here. Rashi says as follows. Avil Kroy, the Ramelu, Ishlokish Lokashi. The Tzedek Tzedek Lab, the Dvisha Vechakirasi, Ela Tzedek Din Shalcha, Vitzedek Shara Shalcha, the Piraos Einecha, Velo Sirdo Vesoecha Yosef Vechaveru. That's a very powerful Rashi. What's he saying? Rashi is saying that the same way you have to be so careful in reaching a decision on a purely Torah matter, look up all the sources and see the facts, etc. So too when it comes to Pshara, you have to be very careful not to be rodef one more than the other. In other words, you have to have an appropriate compromise. Let's go a little bit further, Abosai. A little further. This din and aflamet beis and beis is quoted in the Rif. Can we see it together? Turn to the Rif at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. I have an old Gemara here without the I don't have an old Zvahadr here. Page 20, Yudim and Beis in the old Apim. The big bold letters Tanya. Tzedek Tzedek Tzidim Echad and Echad Pshara. Right? Quotes Rashi. Okay? That's what the Rif says. The Rif quotes this Sugya. So Shnei Gemalim, Tuna, Shana Tuna, etc., etc. So when the Rambam quotes this, then it was Zeh Uchayotzi Bo Nemar V'Tzedek Tishbot Amisecha. This is what we call over here. You want to get into the screen? V'Tzedek Tishbot Amisecha. This is considered to be a fulfillment of Tzedek Tishbon Amisecha. So he takes Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof very literally. Very literally. You don't find it by regular Pshara. Maybe it's as follows. What do you mean, Vazeh Chayot Zed Rav means? There you go. You can go play. Go play guitar, okay? So the answer is, this is different. The average case of Pshara is only entered into with the mutual consent of the parties. So it's basically the parties doing it. Sure. Ooh, you go into another room, okay? Don't, not in this room. Please go into another room, okay? And play in the other room. Thank you. Okay. So in this case, we say that They're doing it. I'm not fulfilling with tzedek l'shem yisecha. But in this case, it's court-imposed. It's a court-imposed settlement. No one can say, I don't want a pshara. You don't want a pshara, that both are going to sink. That's why it's included in tzedek tishpot am yisecha. That's what we should suggest. Oh. Now, Mishayla, are the parties themselves commanded to engage in pshara? Nibat the Bezit, Reuven and Shimon. Yes or no? Yes or no? Now we saw the Ramban yesterday, Dvarim of Vav Yud Ches, quotes the Medrash, that Sharav of the Fnim Mishur Sadin. As we read before, that the Torah came out everything, give you some general principles. But he says, Shema Tovah, to make a pshara. But Lashon was actually konis b'zeh pshara. What's pshara both sides? You know, in specific halachas, we can give definitive answers. But here, it's what the Sefer calls, it's mitzvah saseya tluyos b'deos. Depends how you think about things, right? What does it mean? Different levels are both sides. By Avas Hashem is true, and by Avas Yisrael is also true. By Sisi Hashem Tov is also true. What does it mean? She conis b'chalal zeh apshara. Doesn't mean that every case I have to be mevatel to my adversary. Lifnim Yisrael Sadin, it depends on who I am. Depends on the person. So therefore, if you're going to assume that this mitzvah, that everyone has to get involved in the pshara, it means two different things. One, I think that I'm right, but I'm not 100% sure that the judges will agree with me. They may think that I'm wrong. That kind of a situation, when I make a pshara, did I lose money? Not necessarily. I don't know. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Reish Hey. Important, we'll get to that later on. Shara Damiel Lemecher. Rabbo says we're going to see later. It's Hilchos Modah. A Modah means that I make a protest in advance. I'm in effect negating the what I'm saying, what I'm doing now in advance. So Modah works for Matana, not for Mecher. For Matana, look, it's unilateral. I'm giving you something as a gift. I can cancel it by, in advance, knocking it out with what's called Mesiris Modah. I take two guys, or three guys, say, guys, the Matana I'm doing now is a fake. Okay, so it works. Not a Mecher. A Mecher is bilateral. I give you this, you give me that. You can't then turn around and say later on, I, for no reason whatsoever, it should be invalid because you made a modah. It wouldn't work. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Hey, Shara is like a mecha. Why is it a mecha? Pisha Tovea Yore Shem Yavsin Kol Tviyosu Bedin. You owe me $100. I make a pshara for 50. I could have lost all 100. So I gained something. If I settle it for 50, I'm getting 50, which I might have lost everything. It's considered to be like a mecha. Oh. The Mecher. Okay, fine. But you know, not only should I be compromising, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose. I know I can win hands down. I can win this case. I fight, I go to the mat, fight till the end. I will win, no doubt in my mind. Be Mavater anyway. In my children's house in Washington, my daughter gives out a Mavater award. Mavater. You give up on something which is really yours. I mean, I called you Rav Shach once, said, Nara Yisi Gam Zakati is a very old name. I never saw that someone who's Mavater should lose at the end. You get a Mavater award. That's part of Astisa Yoshev Atov. Remember I told you Gemara Mesech Lebava Mejid Af Lamed Lochovi Rishalayim El Al Shemiru Dineim Al Din Torah. What's wrong? in Torah. Oh my goodness. Okay. So now you're gonna go outside of the room and you're gonna close the door behind you tight. Very behind you, close the door very tight. Tight, and I hear it slam. There you go. So therefore, we say that such a person, you know when I spoke about this? Achazer again. Says, there were sticklers. Frank Toys says, what about Sinas Chinam and Mar Yuma? Toys says, Zeb and Zegorin. Two different things. And I told you, Pshat, I think I'm pretty sure I told you this, Pshat. Say it again. What kind of Sinas Chinam? For no reason? The answer is, Chinam means for an insufficient reason. And what leads to sin of an insufficient reason, Rabbi Osai? The mere fact that everyone is insisting on this perceived, all this perceived legal rights. That's the Rashi we learned together, I think, in Parshas Devarim. Torch Hachem, Mas Hachem, V'Rivchem. So Rashi, what's Torch Hachem? Guy sees he's losing. He tries to add that judges bring more proofs. We'll see these tricks can work technically. Give up already. Be mevater. Don't be so litigious. Everything's a lawsuit. Destroys society. That's what destroyed Yerushalayim. And because it was Omer, didn't Torah, that led to sinners chinam. So I think that I'm entitled to all this, you don't give it to me. So I hate you. This is what we had said pshat in a different chat to Tosin Rav and Metzia. Daf Lama Namaral. Oh. So now, Rav Osai, we come. This is all discussing in terms of the idea of Pshara. Listen carefully now, it's very important. Very important. That we say the people should make these both Psharas. One, a Mecher, you're not sure you're going to win? So for sure it makes sense to make a Pshara. You're sure you're going to win? Make a Pshara anyway. You're a Vata, but see such a Vato. Look at the Gemara of Osei and Avav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis on top. Nigmar Adin Iyat HaRashor Livtsoa. What does Rashi say? She'amu Ish Ploni HaTazaki Ish Ploni HaTachayim. Rek tells us, what? Osei, that can't be. Can't be, and the Poshka and the Gemara is that way. Kosha, my bitsua shai chash tachash and nimsa gadeh the gamre. They already basked the din. Reuven gets $100. What kind of pshara? They give a dochak teretz. They shouldn't say, you know what? We're afraid we made a mistake, we may back out. Shvuah is different. They don't want to, you want to make a pshara not to have to take a shvuah. That's what Tosis explains. But Rashi says, no. What are they fighting about? Tosis learns at both sides. Ish ploni at the chayev. What do you mean? Not that they pronounced it. They already went through the issues in their minds. At that point in time, you can no longer make a upshara. No longer make a upshara. Why? Because the whole idea of Pshara going to Tosis is, as the Mark, what's the Mark's expression? Rabbi said, look at the expression. Su'u Bitsu. Dav Zainam and Aleph. We saw it Tuesday, the seventh line. You do it yourselves. Like the judge sends the people out of his chambers. Guys, break your heads and come up with a Pshara. Leave me out of this. Tell them to do it. So, why should somebody engage in this exercise if you already won the case? I'm going home. The Torah said it can't be that they've already pronounced who the victor is. It's impossible to talk about the possibility of Tzu Bitzu. It doesn't make any sense. Yes, the Dayanim themselves reached their conclusion, but didn't tell anybody yet. The guy doesn't know what's in their minds. He thinks they may lose. So then he's going to enter into a pshara more likely. Here's the most amazing thing. I made a brief reference to it in the last year on this topic, which is, Rabbi Osai, we're going to end the shiur early today. It's a small crowd. I know Jacob has a class at 11:30, so we'll end. This will be another 15 minutes. Shiur kotzer. Sunday is still... Should we take off Sunday this time, or should we still try to give on Sunday? I'll let the guys in the room decide. No? One day off?
I'll take a day off if you're offering.
What did Joseph say?
Huh?
Joe, I didn't hear you. You want off?
I have a bas mitzvah on Sunday. I'm not sure exactly
what. All right, let's give off. We'll give off Sunday, okay?
Okay?
I'm happy to do it, but I see that the crowd is thin. I mean, the crowd is thin b'chal the whole year, but it's even thinner. So email the chevra, Sunday's the day off. And we'll Monday, Mitzvah Shem, I'll be back. Supposed to land Monday early morning, and I hope to have Shiur on Monday, okay?
Okay.
Well, let's just finish up the next 15 minutes a little bit more on this topic. What's pshat in the word pshara? See, today, a pshara today means that you come to Beis Din, and Beis Din will say, Rabbi say, we don't want to pass, we want to pass, we want to reserve for ourselves the right to pass the pshara. That statement is made proactively. It's made before they even start discussing the issues. That's how we understand pshara. However, as we already mentioned in the last year a little bit, there are those who clearly disagree. They say, no, you come to the Din Torah starts like any other Din Torah. The word pshara is not a word, it's breathed about pshara. Nothing, not a word. Now they come down to the end of the Din Torah. They sat for 3 days, gave all their facts and information to the Dayanim. They come down in their chambers, they sit there with their regal bearing, and they say, pshara. We want you to make a pshara. There are two possibilities. They can say, we want you to agree to the pshara, and you agree right then without knowing what the pshara is. That's the whole toast in the Vav about toes, you know. Well, no! You announced the pshara straight up. You wanted $1,000, you wanted to give him zero, we decide you're giving him $400. Whatever number, I'm a mayor's kesef shekel kesef over the soul, $400. And now I want you to make a kinyan. Now you know exactly what you're giving up and what you're paying. So it seems to be the 2 days over here in Tos, son of them. I'm going to have the big tyses. The big tyses. My nafkamina. The Gemara said, Nigmar Adin, Iyat Tarasho Lipso. Wait a second. I'm asking you to be mevater. Why can't I ask you to be mevater even after ish ploni at the zakai, ish ploni at the chayav? It's just a personal vitter. Why can't that be encouraged? You may remember we saw in the Shulta Giborim, you may remember, he quotes a lashon of the Riaz. Take a look, it's on page 2. Aleph Medbeis, Loshen Miaz, Achaling Razin Rashur Adan Hatel Pshur Benayim, Afa Pishio Delech, and I didn't know there, Avakshin Digmaradin V. Omalevish Ponyat the Chayer, Ain't a dying Rashur Liposha Benayim. Oh, this is Rashid Shah. Venir Benayim Shain Gladvurim, Elela Murin Ella, Shadayonim Rotel Hatel Pshur, Gifia Nir Benayim, Shalomi Das Bali Dinim. Avalim hei modiyelem tiva pshara umefaisim osam ad shehei misratim limchol lecha lechaver o las tzedach lechaver dava yadua kud acha gemardin roar lasas keim uvad shal yelz shum tzarech reach bedava ala piyusim upituyim zui mitzvi gedola vi avos shalom ben olam lechavero aron olam shalom etc. Not din avos shalom. This can be done at any stage. At any stage. Now, the discussion of how much the pshara should be. We saw about taking off one third, etc. That's only at the beginning. They were makabel from the before the din Torah started to accept what we call pshara. So then you can't lop off more than one third. But I take that back. Pshara bekama means how many people you need. One person, two people, three people. That's only in the first case where they sit down at the table and say, we're going to make a pshara. So that you have to one, two, or three. But in the case in which, no, the din is he owes them $100. Now the business says, okay, guys, it's true he owes $100. Give him a break. Take off something that anybody agrees one can do. That's a social worker. It's a mediator. That's not a diet. Now, could be for a Kenyan also, right? We saw the Kenyan before, the Kenyan after, as we said. Fine. Now, of course, the question is as follows. Is what we are doing the star of Chazal? Maybe what we're doing is different. Maybe the pshara in time of the Gemara that Tosfos discusses is the situation which we have trouble fathoming, that they sit down to a din Torah. When the din Torah is over, the judges come down and say, Rabosai, it has to be a pshara. We'll make a kinyan right now as a pshara, either before they announce the amount or after they announce the amount, which we spoke about earlier. That's not what we do today. Say the Mekabel the pshara before the din Torah even starts. Nowadays, we can't accomplish that. Once the din Torah is over, and the people smell the coffee, or they already announced what the real din should be, they're not going to make psharas anymore. So we have to create a new model, which is not in the original Gemara. Namely, before the din starts, we say, guys, you want to make a pshara. That could be what we do, even if that's not what the Gemara had in mind. So now, in the remaining time, 7 minutes on my clock, we're going to discuss some of the proofs that the Parshat Shad in the Gemara is a Mishpat Shalom, which implies that all the judges are doing, they're only acting as, forgive me, facilitators. The best proof, Rabosai, is the expression of the Gemara on at the end of the Sugah, Nav Zayin Amud Aleph. What does the judge say to these guys? What? Look at the words of Lashon HaGemara. The seventh line. Su'u u'bitsu. Guys, go into a side room and come up with a compromise. I'm not doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. On your own. Nothing. Besen doesn't even get involved in the discussions. Not even in the room. Wow. Now, who says differently? Take a look at Bosai in the Mordechai Tuf Resh Pei. Saw this before. See it again. What did Rabbeinu Yoel say? I don't care, Rabbeinu Yoel. Rabbeinu Yoel says, "Nishe eni odeh ba ma yivshru ba kama yimcho." You don't know. You don't know what it's going to be. The simple shot in this discussion is that from the very beginning they told him it's going to be a pshara, and that's when the kinyan is made at the very beginning. At the very beginning. Oh. Others say no. You first give them the amount, and then they make a calculation on a specific amount. I asked you to look at the Meiri on the Marma Komas. What does it say there? It gives a text of a Pshara Shtar from Narvona. V'odanu lehem es hakol v'chakach kaninim ehem. Look at that. After you tell me, you give 400 instead of 1,000, then they make a kinyan. Then he quotes, G'doli ador say, even kodem lo ador, we don't say it's a kinyan betos. And the Ravid says, lo nagu b'kinyan zeh me'olam ela kodem Pshara. What's the Ravid saying? In the olden days, we did it to Gemara. The kinyan came after the pshara. You tell them you're going to give X dollars, and then you make a kinyan. Today we don't do that anymore. Things change. Things change. Parshat Pshat. Oh. Now we'll just see one more thing before we stop. Which is the Rashi, Hayamid Beis. Hayamid Beis, they're both saying Rashi. Hayamid Beis. This wasn't officially on the Marma Komas, we'll just get a peek at it now. The Gemara in Hayamid Beis says, Yofe koach pshara mikoach adin. Shishnayim shadonu baledin yicholim lachzor behem. Ushnayim shasu pshara, ein baledinin yicholim lachzor behem. What's Rashi say? Last Rashi. Shnayim shasu pshara, ein baledin yicholim lachzor behem. Shrei nisratzu, bialpien osu. The two guys agree to go to the two parties going for two judges. They agree to it, and neither can back out. As opposed to a din, Schneifstein, the name din, they can hit, they can back out. Okay, you guys, you made a din, I'm not going to pay the money. Because I learned in the yeshiva, Schneifstein, the name din. But Pshara, in that case, would work. Okay, Rashi explains again four words. Five, Shere Nisratzu, V'alpien Osu. What do you mean, Nisratzu? They came to the Torah? But then they also came to the Torah. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Tosis kasha, sort of. Yofa koch pshara, the bottom Tosis. Tema. V'mayofa koch din nami du mit pshara. Shoyim idaz shnai shedonu. Ein baladin yichol alavzaben. Kevin the kivdu alayu. If you accept two, it's also you can't back out. The Mayri could go and also the Beit Trever Amalu. Do no osanu kemoshu v'ginu las sadin. O asun no pshar kemoshu v'ginu las also. V'chei gav ne'yofer. Why? Because the pshara, that's the norm. If it didn't, it's not. That's what Tosis suggests. Oh, Rabosai. What's Rashi hold? Rashi holds it's ritzuyat stadim. Rashi says Nisratzu doesn't mean that you agreed in advance the three judges to make a compromise between them. No, it's the same as they came in front of two judges. They're Nisratzu to the Pshara itself. Nisratzu, Pirosu, means they told you to give $400 and they agreed. And they agreed. Ah. Loshnu, Pirosu, and Rashi is elaborated upon by the Rama. So Nisan, our time is up. On Monday, I'm asking a favor. Make sure there's a Yad Ramah on the desk. Okay, okay. You remember Yad Ramah? We'll start to resume with Mr. Shem on Monday, regular time. I want to thank those who came. I'm sorry those who couldn't make it. I understand I'm not there. It's hard for people to come. Sun is off. Okay, that doesn't happen too often in my Shia, but all right, once in a while. And I want to wish you all a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
We'll see each other safely on Monday morning, Mr. Shem. Okay, bye-bye.
Mazel tov.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.